What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Today, from 10 to 11, Joshua Klein will demonstrate historical grain painting techniques live, and participants can join in. This is happening at the Jonathan Fisher House in Blue Hill. I've long been a fan of Jonathan Fisher, but this summer I've been a docent at his home and have gotten to show folks his artwork and furniture. Fisher was the first settled minister of the frontier town of Blue Hill. He recorded every aspect of his life as a woodworker, family man, minister. Joshua Klein, who's the founder of Mortise and Tenon magazine, has taken his admiration of Jonathan Fisher a bit further than me. He wrote Hands Employed Aright, The Furniture Making of Jonathan Fisher. Using Fisher's papers, his tools, and the surviving furniture, Klein paints a picture of a man of remarkable mechanical genius, seemingly boundless energy, and the deepest devotion. Head over to Blue Hill right now to meet our living treasure, Joshua Klein, at Jonathan Fisher's house. Don't forget about Thomaston Public Library's Book Festival today. For more information about that, visit mainebookfestival.com. Here's something new. A radical reuse festival and artisan fair. Local artists are creating work using materials from a deconstructed historic home in Camden. The fair will include other unique handcrafted items from reclaimed materials, including furniture, jewelry, art, and more. It's today, 10 to 3, at the Radical Reuse Center in Union. Did you know about the Radical Reuse Center? Road trip. For more information on today's festival and fair, secondstorybuilders.com. Again, that's today in Union, 10 to 3 at the Radical Reuse Center. Also this weekend, Maine artists will hold an outdoor exhibit, Gallery on the Green Art Festival, in downtown Southwest Harbor. That's happening this weekend, today and tomorrow. Also tomorrow, you can attend the opening reception at the Cynthia Winning Gallery in Blue Hill. The show, On This Ground, was co-curated by Cynthia and Jenny Brillhart. The opening is Sunday, tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. Summer's almost over. They're wrapping up the season at Haystack Mountain School of Crafts. The faculty, visiting artists, Fab Lab residents, and studio assistants are giving presentations about their work this week, sharing ideas and influences with members of the community. That's us. These presentations take place this week, Monday through Thursday. You can get the details at haystack-mtn.org. Might you be down in Rockland on Monday? The Sail, Power, and Steam Museum is presenting Working the Sea with author Michael Crawley and photo archivist Kevin Johnson. Did you know about the Sail, Power, and Steam Museum? Me neither. The presentation on Monday will highlight the grit, resourcefulness, and sometimes epic feats that characterize this iconic industry. They're doing it through pre-digital photography from the Penobscot Marine Museum's collection. That's happening Monday, 6:30 p.m. You can go to sailpowersteammuseum.org for more information. Where will you be on Wednesday? Will you head to Stonington for the latest in the library's Seaside series? Sarah Bronstein will read from her novel Bad Animals, which was published by W.W. Norton in March 2024. A bit about the book, it's like a trailer for a movie. Now that her brilliant daughter is off at college, buttoned-up Maeve Cosgrove loves her job at her quiet Maine public library. But when a teenager accuses Maeve, of spying on her romantic escapades in the mezzanine bathroom, she winds up laid off and humiliated. Of course, there's a scheme to get her job back, and then shocking questions about sex and morality and the purpose of literature. It all threatens to upend Maeve's orderly life. Come hear more in Stonington, Wednesday, noon, in Small Cove Park. You could then head to Blue Hill. From 5:30 to 8, Artsapalooza at Begadus Music will be filled with creativity and music. Is this event for you? Are you into making portraits, activism, listening to live music, or singing along? Yes, it's for you. There'll be sea shanties calling out tyrannical captains, meditative chants, good food hollers, and songs for marching and organizing. Robert Chetterly of Americans Who Tell the Truth will be leading portrait lessons for the whole family. That's happening Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Or stay on Deer Isle, as Deer Isle resident Tom Ricks will be giving a talk at the Sunset Congregational Church at 7 p.m. He's talking about his latest book, We Can't Save You, A Tale of Politics, Murder, and Maine, and sharing his experiences writing about Deer Isle and Maine. Or you could head to East Blue Hill for true moth-style stories on the theme, Good Idea at the Time. That's happening at the Founders Hall in East Blue Hill from 7 to 9 p.m. There are choices, people. Sometimes we have to make tough choices. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?